This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Republican U.S. Senator Rand Paul is criticizing current stimulus spending during the coronavirus pandemic.
The $3 trillion that we've already passed out is imaginary money. It's being borrowed basically from China. So the irony is we got the virus from China, and now we're going to be more dependent by borrowing more money from China.
The Kentucky senator making his comments on Fox News, saying the economic calamity will only continue if people are forced to stay home. Paul's the only known senator to test positive for COVID-19. He says he can't get the virus again, and he can't give it to anybody, so he's refusing to wear a mask. April saw the worst job losses in the history of the just-released ADP private payrolls report. 20.2 million jobs lost last month because of the pandemic. The government's jobs report comes out on Friday. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans, nonprofits, and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Researchers say they are fast-tracking their work to find a COVID-19 vaccine.
Pfizer and their German partner BioNTech announced they've begun administering a potential COVID-19 vaccine to human test subjects in the U.S. The company said they've administered the experimental BNT162 vaccine. They expect more than 300 U.S. participants in the study. Other human trials are being conducted in China and in Britain. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
A study by LendingTree finds that credit card companies are cutting credit limits and closing accounts of about 50 million Americans because of the coronavirus pandemic's effects on the U.S. economy. That is, over 30 million people have lost their jobs over just 6 weeks. General Motors and Fiat Chrysler are saying they could have their plants open again by May 18th. Ford has not announced a date yet. Find us online. We're at usaradio.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Reports are there could be a new battle in the war on coronavirus just as the country is slowly beginning to reopen. Researchers say the virus appears to have mutated and looks to be even more contagious than it was. A team at the Los Alamos National Laboratory saying they saw the new strain starting to spread in Europe in early February before taking over the globe by the end of March. The Tyson Meat Company is reopening its largest U.S. pork plant tomorrow. The company says it will resume limited production at the facility in Waterloo, Iowa. Tyson Foods had indefinitely suspended operations at the plant last month so as to contain the outbreak of COVID-19. All workers are being tested for the virus. Those who test positive, of course, will not be working at the plant. In Arkansas, they're going to let live music resume despite the continuing pandemic. The first show will be at Temple Live in Fort Smith on May 15th, which is just over a week away, featuring country rock singer Travis McCready performing an intimate acoustic set, according to officials. Fans will have to wear masks, have their temperatures taken at the door, and they'll have to sit at least 6 feet apart, as social distancing will continue. Remember, you can find us without having, you don't even have to social distance. It's all done online at usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Recover Now is a national campaign aimed at the education and awareness of the devastating effects of opioid and heroin abuse and curbing drug and alcohol addiction in the United States. Recover Now is sponsored by treatment facilities nationwide. Many of them have been where you are, and they want to help by spreading a message of hope and recovery. They're working hand in hand with major insurance companies nationwide that can help you or a loved one get clean in 7 to 30 days. Recover Now is embarking on a national outreach campaign on TV and radio to promote anti-addiction messages. So if you, a loved one, or someone you know has a problem with drugs or alcohol, do not wait. A new life for you could be 30 days away. Call us right now. I promise this call can change your life. Sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
800-493-4620. 800-493-4620. That's 800-493-4620.
Live. It's our mission's objective, ladies and gentlemen, and that's what we need to keep focused on. Keep our eye on the ball. Forget about all this excess noise that's taking us away and, promoting fear more than anything else. I mean, to what end, you wonder? And I don't blame you. I question the same thing as well. And these are people that the media continues to give place when, you know, their credibility, I believe, has been so compromised. It's just about 6 minutes after the top of the hour, and we have with us our good friend, Dr. Gerard Lomero. Dr. Lomero, I mean, you know, this is one of the things, and Dr. Lomero represents this. You know, I firmly believe that people who have been spot on, you know, and have credibility when you're talking about numbers and you're talking about models, they're the ones that should be given place. Not people that you happen to be somewhat vaguely familiar with or you see on the news, and then you start attributing what they've said with the outcome, and you see that there is a disconnect or inconsistency or something that may compromise their credibility. And but for some reason, the mainstream media wants to bring them back in the fold. Now, I will tell you, Dr. Lomero was less than a handful. And I mean this with all due respect, less than a handful of the modelers and statisticians out there that predicted Donald Trump to win the presidency of the United States. Okay, so that in itself should cause you to take notice that when Dr. Lomero speaks, he does so from a and this wasn't just something lucky that he stuck his finger up in the air and says, well, OK, everybody is picking Hillary Clinton, you know, 90 million to one. So I'm just going to be antithetical and choose Donald Trump just to be ornery. That's not the way Dr. Lomero works. He is true to his discipline and to his science and his modeling. And he knows and respects his credibility. And so do people, increasingly so, because when he says something, it actually happens. And I come from a business world that your measure is based on not only your prediction, but actuality. A lot of people have a lot of hope and potential, but if you can't deliver on the goods, then what is your value to the marketplace? All that being said, with a long introduction, you know why I care so much about Dr. Lomero, and I'm always honored to have him on the show. Gerard, good to have you with us. How are you, sir?
Oh, it's great to be back with you. You have a phenomenal show, seen really across the country.
Well, you're very kind, and I appreciate it because we're working hard to, you know, pursue truth and be that, you know, kind of bastion of and source for truth because, you know, right now, in light of the information age, people are more interested in clicks and getting attention than they are in making sure that what people are receiving with the information that they're disseminating, that they're all the better for it. My hope is that people who listen to the show and listen to any segment, that they are encouraged, that they are enlarged as a result of the experts that we bring on the show. So we're not into 8-second sound bites. We're not into a bunch of fluff and deception just to get clicks and attention. We want to make sure that we're giving people the best that we can offer, you know, with the experts like yourself. And one of the things that particularly that I've been eager to want to talk to you about is these models again, this information that's out there that really is confusing people. And I think it's angering Americans. And this is why they're finding themselves, protesting at the Capitol state buildings of their respective states, and rightfully so, because they're saying, look, it, you predicted all this doom and gloom. It's not happening. And we have, 6-8 more weeks of information under our belt. And it's not coinciding with all the, you know, fear information that you've shoved down our throats to cause us to leave our jobs, to leave our families vulnerable because I'm unemployed, and all this sacrificing we're going through, and for what purpose at the end of the day?
Right. Well, I'll tell you, I did my own, I am a modeler. You said that accurately. 2016, by the way, I not only predicted the election, I predicted every state. Every state Trump carried, I had exactly right.
So you had to show, you had to show off, didn't you?
Well, I just wanted to tell you that I do it differently, because most people do it as a national election, but it really isn't. It's truly an election state by state, and in two states, Maine and Nebraska, it's by congressional district, the way they state law works. Mm-hmm. And so you actually have to model over 50 different elections, because D.C. is an election, too, so that's an extra one there, and then those congressional districts. But anyway,
Wait a minute. Hang on just a minute, because I want people to understand what you just said to them and why it's so important, because when they get general polling information, it is not drilled down to the level in which you're doing it, because when everything has to be processed through an 8-second soundbite, they're not going to give you all this detail. They're going to give you a general estimated overview, and this is why people were, you know, among other reasons, but basically why people misread the tea leaves and thought that Hillary Clinton was a shoo-in.
Well, sure, because you have a whole lot of votes, some of which are questionable on the east, on the west coast in California, which gave Hillary the lead, but in 49 other states, she didn't have quite the same leverage in terms of popular vote. But really, that doesn't matter, because the Electoral College was set up by the Constitution to allow all states to have some power. We don't want to just have New York and California determine who's the next president.
Exactly.
And so there's an Electoral College, and I model by state, and in the two states that divided up by congressional districts, I model those as congressional districts. That's Maine and Nebraska.
Mm-hmm.
And so altogether, you have all of these different elections, over 50, because there are over 50 states plus those congressional districts. And let's face it, that's a different thing than taking this overall sample of 2,000 phone calls across the United States. Mm-hmm. And incidentally, there are a lot of other issues, too, with how those polls are done, the underlying models they use. And in my book, More Great News for America, you might remember that I actually went through why polls aren't as accurate as forecasting.
Exactly. Well, the other thing you run into is that, like the polling right now that has Joe Biden up by, 6-8% over Donald Trump. Well, is that accounting for the Electoral College vote, or is that just a general overview of the voters?
Well,
and even then we find out that it's mostly Democrats and it is an even split between Republicans and Democrats.
There's a whole laundry list of problems with those polls. I would put zero stock in them. And in terms of those states that they're saying, you know, swing states that they're giving to Biden, I show them all as going to Trump. And so that's what my forecast models rate those polls.
But again, see, the mainstream media has their showcase and their billboards up there showing that this is what's happening. And, you know, maybe that's good and bad for Donald Trump, because bad in as much as that some people believe those polls, even though they've proven time and again not to be valid and not to be very accurate, and good in as much as that the people find it to be so incredulous that they're fighting back. What do you say?
Oh, absolutely. I thought you were going to break because I heard the music.
Yeah, we are in about 15 seconds, but I was going to give you a chance to summarize the point. Yes.
Yeah, there's several problems with those polls, how they sample, the subgroups they do, how they do it. It's not nearly as accurate as the forecast models.
And we've got more from Dr. Gerard Lomero. Stay with us right here on Bill Martinez Live.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is a Corona Crisis Self-Reliance Alert. If you're worried about the power grid in the current crisis and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electrical power, just in case, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited supply of solar backup generators will be available again in the next 2 weeks. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you get off the grid. And unlike gas generators, these solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Dangerous weather, social unrest, or overloaded grids this summer will not be a problem if you go to mysolarbackup.com and get your solar backup generator. We regret that supplies are limited and only available on a first-come, first-served basis. Check availability at mysolarbackup.com. Never suffer painful power outages again. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Packages start at $39.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. You can now get Vivint's award-winning smart home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the top home security system of 2019, calling the Vivint system the best for a complete package of home security and automation, the best pro-installed home security system, and the best home security system with cameras. And right now, you can get Vivint's best home security and smart technology for about a dollar a day. Plus, get free professional installation. Protect your home and loved ones for as little as a dollar a day. Call right now for your home security consultation.
800-962-6082. 800-962-6082. That's 800-962-6082.
So, I don't know if you saw this, but there was just this big study about anxiety among us. Really interesting in this study about what can keep us up at night. One of the top stressors out of all the things to worry about is paying for health care. A huge majority of us say we're worried about that. It's totally understandable, but there's an affordable alternative to health insurance. It's MediShare. It's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, and it has worked beautifully for more than 25 years. And not only do people save lots of money, they get access to a huge network of doctors. They get to take advantage of 24/7 live access online where they can talk to a doctor and even get prescriptions. And of course, there is the savings. With MediShare, the typical family saves $500 a month. That can help you sleep easier too. There's a lot to love about it. No wonder it's grown so much. Here is the number to find out more. Call 855-SHARE-40. That's 855-SHARE-40. 855-SHARE-40.
Keeping the spirit of Don't Tread on Me Alive. Bill Martinez, live.
Fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Just about 19 minutes after the top of the hour in our conversation with Dr. Gerard Lamero, the author, political analyst, and expert on forecast models, continues. Gerard, the recent news that came out regarding Professor Neil Ferguson, the academic whose modeling evidence has been central to not just, Boris Johnson's coronavirus strategy, but dare I say, for strategies in France, Germany, and the U.S. too, the World Health Organization. Now, what people need to understand with Neil Ferguson is that when you hear that name, lest you forget, you have to associate him with the founding, along with his colleagues, of the Imperial College. The MRC Center for Global Infectious Disease Analysis. Now, these are the same people that gave us those incredible models for global warming. And if we went by that and all the fear-monging they tried to do in concert with one former Vice President Al Gore, our world should be well underwater and at least half of the population gone by now. But that hasn't happened. So it goes back to what I said earlier. If you can't deliver the goods and you say all this stuff is going to happen, you know, what changed that kept his model or made his model ineffective? Was there any major shift in the way people lived? Did the moon and the sun change directions? What happened to cause such...
Yes. We have models, climate change models and COVID models that have never been verified. Mm-hmm. You know, inherent in forecast models are things like differential equations, things like exponential factors and equations with exponential terms in them. And anybody who's heard about the word exponential knows it means it grows quickly.
Exactly.
And so if you tune the knobs at the bottom of the model, at the opening of the model, you tune the assumptions just a slight amount off, they go wild. And you have models that no one should rely on for public policy. These models, like the Washington model and others, I do not consider them verified.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, I try to verify my models before I do anything. I look and say, okay, if it predicts this on April 5th, what happened on April 5th?
Yes.
And if it doesn't match, to me, that's not verified. And if you look at some of these models that we based public policy on in the United States and also they did in UK, for example, these were not verified models. And by the way, the climate change models have not been verified either. They're wild guesses.
Exactly.
And mm-hmm. they should not be used. This type of modeling should not be used for public policy. Only things that are verified, things that we can rely on, things that if you go back and replay their data on previous data, you get to the point that matches reality. If it doesn't match reality, the model is not much good. I mean, it can tell you broad trends. It can say it's going up, it's going mm-hmm. down, it's not doing anything. And those broad trends might be correct, but to put numbers on, say you're going to have 2.2 million deaths in the United States is absurd,
mm-hmm.
because that's not going to happen.
Okay, let me make sure the people are understanding and they get the big headline out of this. That is that the models that Dr. Fauci and Dr. Birx and the President of the United States and other scientists in our country are using are faulty at best, inaccurate in terms of their performance. That's obvious because the numbers keep changing so dramatically. So that's what we can conclude, is that the models they're using are not only ineffective, but they're just flat out wrong.
Well, they're not verified with real data so that they can put confidence in their public policy decisions.
But they're making public policy with confidence.
And I believe that's a mistake.
Right. And so this is what people see. This is the problem that people need to understand with a lie, either overt or, you know, a lie by omission in some sort of way or some miscalculation.
Or by ignorance.
Or by ignorance. But see, people understand, you know, in time that something's wrong here. that it doesn't, it's not right. It's kind of like I had this conversation with somebody else. So, you know, when I grew up, the big fear deal was reefer madness, right? That all this stuff was going to happen with your kids. For anybody that smoked pot, your kids were going to be born with three heads and, you know, your babies were going to die. It was all this crazy mess. Then you had the reality of American citizens going to Vietnam, and you had this grand experiment and involvement with cannabis in Vietnam, and soldiers came back and were going, but for marijuana, I'd really be a mess or whatever. There's anecdotal feedback coming back that countered the model and the information that we grew up with. So that anecdotal information went into the impressions and the perception of cannabis in this country, and now it's to the point where the government has had to reluctantly say, okay, we have to legalize it because the oppression and that idea of reefer madness has run its course because it's no longer valid. It doesn't hold muster, as they say.
That's right. And I'll tell you what my conclusions are looking, by the way, I downloaded data from all over the world, and I ran my own model months ago, and my model's been a whole lot more accurate than a lot of other ones.
We're talking the model for COVID-19.
Right,
is what we're talking
right.
About. Yes, okay.
Right, and I did that in addition to my normal presidential model, which I'm also running as we speak, too. Mm-hmm. And one of the things I found was that, you know, we needed to protect people in nursing homes.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't see the thrust of the activity in that area. Let's face it, if you're over 75, if you're obese, obese people seem to take it much more difficultly, with more mm-hmm. difficulty.
Right.
If you have high blood pressure, that's a bad factor. That's a comorbidity factor.
Right.
And so there are several of these factors, plus age, which tell you if you get it, you're in serious trouble, you may die.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, that's the people who might need ventilators. But mm-hmm. we don't need ventilators for the entire population. You know, I made a joke on a radio show a couple months ago and said, I predict that we're going to be selling a lot of
ventilators.
Ventilators, exactly.
Yes.
They may be vibrating in the process of using them. I don't know.
Right, exactly.
But the ventilators, we'll be selling them on eBay real cheap because we're going to have too many. And look at all the beds that the Army Corps of Engineers was good enough to build quickly for us, and those two Comfort and Mercy ships from the Navy,
mm-hmm.
and all of these unused facilities and capabilities because the models. Some of the models had the wrong assumptions on how many hospital beds we had.
Right. But some of these things that you're pointing out, though, just on the surface should be common sense, just like you said with nursing homes. Nursing homes being so vulnerable, we already saw what happened in the upper northwest in Washington there. And then you have the governor of New York depositing people with COVID into nursing homes.
Right.
What are you thinking? What a disconnect from common sense and logic there.
And also the data we're getting is that younger kids, do quite well. They don't get sick. They don't transmit it very well. So why did we close all the schools?
Exactly.
Can anybody explain that to me? Because I think it's public policy based on unverified, faulty, at best, models.
Well, let me ask you this in terms of modeling in these kids that are now being quarantined, are they not an excellent source for herd immunity?
Oh, absolutely.
So now we've reduced herd immunity by quarantining our kids, so we're defeating the purpose.
Yeah, well, we're strung out how long it's going to take to filter its way through the population and build up the immunity and that. And we may very well have much better immunity than we even realized because there was no way to test 330 million people.
Right.
And that's why certain areas don't have any deaths at all or minimal in that. But I basically think that we made policy on models that were not verified, and that's a mistake. And I think the best thing, if I had the ear of the president right now, is open up the country and encourage the governors to do the same.
Exactly.
And certainly masks and social isolation are just not needed, unless
right.
you're in a nursing home.
So 20 seconds left. Bottom line, your models that have been consistent from day one, what are you projecting? We got 15 seconds left.
It's going to peter out and probably not come back in a second wave in the fall. The economy should come back whenever we allow the economy to turn on, and we need to do that right away.
Exactly.
Or the damage is going to be hard to take.
Gerard Lomero, thank you, doctor. Appreciate it. Rates are at all-time lows. The question is, what are you waiting for? Say goodbye to those high mortgage payments and high interest rates on your credit cards. Well, my friends at Network Capital Funding can show you an immediate and smart way to save big money on those monthly bills. In fact, their clients have been saving an average of $528 a month and improving their FICO scores. Imagine what you could do with an extra $6,300 a year. So what are you waiting for? Call Network Capital Funding now, 800-700-8068. We're a direct lender, so there's no middleman. And no waste of time. The process is uniquely fast, simple, and secure. These are the best rates ever. So now is the time to save. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding, 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law number 603-D78. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Republican U.S. Senator Rand Paul is criticizing current stimulus spending during the coronavirus pandemic.
The $3 trillion that we've already passed out is imaginary money. It's being borrowed basically from China. So the irony is we got the virus from China, and now we're going to be more dependent by borrowing more money from China.
The Kentucky senator making his comments on Fox News, saying the economic calamity will only continue if people are forced to stay home. Paul's the only known senator to test positive for COVID-19. He says he can't get the virus again, and he can't give it to anybody, so he's refusing to wear a mask. April saw the worst job losses in the history of the just-released ADP private payrolls report. 20.2 million jobs lost last month because of the pandemic. The government's jobs report comes out on Friday. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
This is your time, your soul. The fight, the fight, your soul. You come so
back with you, America. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more information on the show, go to BillMartinezLive.com. Well, in this coronavirus environment that we're all enduring, you know, from juggling between Zoom meetings and Google classrooms to managing family, health care, finances, and entertainment, women across the country are once again working overtime. In fact, a new survey from the University of Phoenix found that more than 2 in 5 Americans, 41%, say they are most concerned about experiencing increased anxiety as a result of the coronavirus pandemic, more so than not being able to pay their bills, which is 33%, reduced job salary, work hours, 26%, or losing their job, not even being able to get a new job, at 22%. So that's quite the range there. So obviously, the increased anxiety, the bigger issue. The survey found that while most Americans report following the social distancing guidelines, they admit it's going to take a toll on their mental health if it continues longer than expected, with many families entering their third and fourth weeks of social distancing, and I would say quarantine at home. They may be reaching these new levels of cabin fever, stress, and anxiety. Here to talk more about it is Doris Savron. She's back with us from the University of Phoenix to provide some important tips and coping strategies to help listeners protect their mental health. Doris, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you for having me. Glad to be here.
Well, good to have you here to talk about this topic. This is something the president had discussed and brought on early, and it seemed that some people missed this, that the impact that the quarantine process, the things that we would have to endure in the weeks ahead would be severe, and it could lead to some tragic consequences in terms of increased crime, increase in divorce, the stress on our mental health as well. And it was kind of notable that the mainstream media and others just kind of let that go by the wayside. But that was quite the bookmark, I got to tell you, for me, because I thought, man, we could have some serious trouble here if this goes on too long. What do you say?
I think in the beginning, it was something new to experience. People had quality time at home. A lot of people had spring break. It was in the middle of a spring break, so they didn't have the school pressure. So I think now that we're a month, 6 weeks, some people are 2 months in, they're starting to feel the pressure of, like, when is this going to end? How do I know what's going to happen next? How do I create some normalcy in my life? So it is starting to take a toll on people's mental health from an anxiety standpoint, and women seem to be shouldering that burden at a higher level based on the response we saw in the survey. So yes, there are definitely things we should be worried about, but there are things we could do to kind of offset some of that.
Exactly. Well, I think we could probably, first of all, be careful about how much of the news that we're exposing ourselves with, because they're doing everything they can, maybe unintentionally, maybe to get headlines or do whatever, but I don't think they're really doing much help for the psyche of America. I'm talking about these news services that continue to blast away at all the negative aspects of the coronavirus. We're just getting beat down repeatedly. It's no wonder that it's raising the anxiety level to the level it is. I've got to tell you, Doris, I'm based here now in Florida. Up until 11 years ago, I was born and raised in Southern California, and we would get earthquakes that would come and go. I mean, they're gone in a couple of days. The reporting in the mainstream news and all that would happen on the networks, short-lived, it would go through its process, and we're back to business as usual. Here in Florida, by contrast, because during the hurricane season, when a hurricane is coming, my God, you think you're in the Super Bowl. I mean, this is going on for days. I mean, 10 days. And every 15-minute segment on the news, it's worse and worse. I mean, more people are going to die. It's just, and I'm thinking, my gosh, we have an older community here in this state. You're going to give these people a heart attack. And, I observe what's going on with the coronavirus reporting, and it's almost the same thing, except it's on a national level, where this thing has been so hyped up, and thinking, man, it's no wonder that, we've already got, a vulnerable demographic in our older citizens, and it's like we're pushing them over the edge.
Yeah, we're in information overload, and I think part of it's not just the reporting cycle, but we have cell phones that deliver news, we have computers, we have iPads, we have, TVs in our homes. We're hearing it from all angles and different sources. Some are people reporting their own experience versus reporters, and I think it's important to it is important to be informed and just understand what might be happening, but we don't know a lot, and so really focusing on the things we do know and the things that we can do for what's best for our family helps at least give back some of that control to us and not focus on the unknowns. We worry about a lot of things. I mean, we tend to worry about a lot of things that don't ever come to fruition, and there's some of that element because we just don't know a lot. And so it's important to just take control back and get some of that normalcy back into your life.
Well, it's like that that acrostic for fear, false evidence appearing real, you know, to your point. And that's what we've done. We've kind of over-exercised our fear senses. And, I mean, here I do a daily show, so I've got to stay in touch with the news. But even in that standpoint, I've got to set certain boundaries for my own mental health because it's too overwhelming. I wanted to talk to you specifically about this survey in terms of, you know, the gender analysis that women seem to be less burdened by COVID-19 than men.
Actually, it's the opposite. Women are saying they feel more of the burden than men do. It's because of the, and I'm talking, and I'm specifically talking about the emotional burden and the questions related to the mental health piece. And I think part of that is just it's in our DNA, in our nature to want to nurture people, to take care of them, make sure everybody's okay. And so that, I think that adds to that component of it. We're also very relational in, you know, the connections that we make. And so staying at home, we don't have the same opportunity to connect with friends and family outside the home the way we used to. And so I think that's adding a level of, you know, missing and feeling isolated in some cases because you don't have that in-person, face-to-face connection that we normally are used to having. And so, so the emotional burden, definitely women are feeling more of that than men is, but both men and women have reported that they're feeling like their workload or responsibilities or pressure of things has risen in general.
Yeah, you can only imagine. Well, and especially, you know, for women, as you say, natural nurturers, and it's intense because you got the kids at home, husband unit is at home. Right. As one lady wrote to me, she goes, oh my God, she goes, you know, I looked over in the couch and there was a strange man there, and it was, my goodness sakes, it was my husband. I discovered my husband there. Well, good for you. But the thing is that we need the break. We need to be able, because like in our normal lives, we go to work. We're kind of away from that constant pressure. And then, of course, you got the kids, and used to drive me crazy when the kids were around. I'm bored. Like, that's all of a sudden, I'm the entertainment clown for the family. I'm supposed to entertain everybody. Right? Let's just add more pressure on me.
Yeah.
Right?
Especially now, right?
Yeah, without a doubt. So, go ahead.
Oh, I was just saying, yes, I think because you have both spouses generally at home, because a lot of people are working from home, you now have school happening in the home, you have the normal day-to-day things that happen in your family on top of that, it's a lot different than what we might have experienced when working from home before. You're together 24-7, and so that does create an added pressure with any. I mean, if you're together 24-7 with anybody, it can add a layer of pressure in that interaction and relationship.
Yeah, that's when the mother says, it's time to go to sleep. They go, Mom, it's only 6 o'clock. We just had time to go to sleep. I need a break, right? So how can women create a sense of normalcy? Seriously, Doris.
So first of all, just building a schedule. And it doesn't have to be rigid. It could be fluid depending on what's happening. But building a schedule so everyone knows when does our work day start. So for kids, it would be the school day. For parents, it would be the work day. And building in maybe breaks that they could do together for snack time and lunch breaks. And then end of day, really saying this is when the work day is over. So at least it creates a little bit of a boundary.
Doris, where can they go for more information?
Phoenix.edu. We have an actual special section for all the resources we're providing, and the study information is there too.
Attention, this is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123.
That's 800-368-0123.
Recover Now is a national campaign aimed at the education and awareness of the devastating effects of opioid and heroin abuse and curbing drug and alcohol addiction in the United States. Recover Now is sponsored by treatment facilities nationwide. Many of them have been where you are, and they want to help by spreading a message of hope and recovery. They're working hand in hand with major insurance companies nationwide that can help you or a loved one get clean in 7 to 30 days. Recover Now is embarking on a national outreach campaign on TV and radio to promote anti-addiction messages. So if you, a loved one, or someone you know has a problem with drugs or alcohol, do not wait. A new life for you could be 30 days away. Call us right now. I promise this call can change your life. Sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
800-493-4620. 800-493-4620. That's 800-493-4620.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez.
I'm viewing our great citizens of this country, to a certain extent and to a large extent, as warriors. They're warriors. We can't keep our country closed. We have to open our country. Somebody said, oh, we could keep it for the next 18 months. We could keep it for the next 2 years. Doug Ducey's done an incredible job as the governor of Arizona. The people aren't going to accept it. They won't accept it, and they shouldn't accept it. We have a great country. We can't keep it closed. I mean, I've had doctors say, well, why don't we close it for a couple of years? This is the United States of America. I created, with a lot of other very talented people and the people of our country, the greatest economy in the history of the world. The greatest that we've ever had. The greatest employment numbers, the best numbers we've ever had, the best stock markets. I think we had 144 days of record stock markets. And then one day they said, we have to close our country. Well, now it's time to open it up. And you know what? The people of our country are warriors, and I'm looking at it. I'm not saying anything is perfect, and yes, will some people be affected? Yes. Will some people be affected badly? Yes. But we have to get our country open, and we have to get it open soon.
Back with you, America. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us. We've got Grant Smith with us. We're continuing our conversation with everything you need to ace computer science and coding in one big, fat notebook, and it is awesome. Is it really all that fat because they sent me a digital copy? Maybe it's just fat because of the content.
No, it's almost 600 pages long. So it's
Wow. Okay. All right. Well, I can't wait to get the hard copy. But yeah, I'm going through it on my screen as well. But you know, you've taken it. And this is soup to nuts. I mean, you know, the foundation. And for me, what I love about books like this and your approach, Grant, is that oftentimes, you know, we can get into the deep end of the pool, and we forget that there's, you know, the shallow end. And there's things that you learn at the shallow end of the pool. And if you skip that and you're so far in the deep end, you know, sometimes you lose connectivity and understanding. And even with my, I guess one of the visions I've long held in school is that I felt like there ought to be a timeout about maybe in eighth grade going into high school, that we have some sort of educational boot camp that we put kids through a kind of a 6 to 8 week crash course where we relay everything that they learned in the initial 8 years, the foundational principles, all these things, and we just kind of relay it and get those, you know, those confusing moments where maybe it was math skills or comprehension, certain things that just got lost in translation before they're sent off to high school. And I believe that if we're able to do that, the kids that we will send into high school will be able to operate more effectively and efficiently and be well rewarded for the experience.
I love that. There are a lot of misconceptions that kids carry throughout their lives, for sure.
Mm-hmm. So you start out with, you know, how websites are designed and created. I mean, we've been looking at them. We take them for granted. You go behind and get us into the skeleton of it all.
Yeah. What's unique about this book is there are other books about programming out there. But as I said, it's aligned to the computer science, the K-12 computer science standards created by the Computer Science Teachers Association. And those have actually five concept areas. So it includes algorithms and programming. So you definitely learn how to make that website. You learn about HTML and CSS, but you also learn about other areas, including networks and the internet. So not only are you going to learn about how to make that website, but you learn about, okay, but what does that mean? Where is the website stored? Where is the cloud? How does this website get to my computer? You know, what happens if it doesn't get all the way there? Is there a rule that fixes that? You know, all of those different little details that normally get glossed over, but definitely help in understanding, you know, the whole big picture.
Exactly. And, of course, you talk about cybersecurity.
Right, yeah, which I think everybody could use right now as we're all working remotely from home. Mm-hmm. You know, part of that is learning about encryption and about how information is transferred over the internet and what information you should be putting on the internet and what you should keep to yourself, especially as a middle schooler when, you know, consequences seem so far off in the distance. But we definitely need to make sure that our middle schoolers are protecting themselves and us as adults as well should learn that lesson.
Exactly. Well, that chapter alone, you ought to send to some government officials I know that didn't quite understand cybersecurity and used words like password for their password. Just saying.
Yeah, exactly, exactly.
So then this is a good thing about education. You can learn from others either by following their example, noting their example, not following their example, but understanding the example that they're teaching us, right?
Exactly. Yep. I totally agree.
And you also, again, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to appreciate, you know, Grant and what he's done. He's an educator, you can tell. I mean, he has been fascinated by the challenge of teaching children computer science. He'll teach computer science to anyone. I mean, he'll talk to any. He's talking to me. I mean, this will give you an idea. Currently, he's the vice president of education for Code Ninjas. I love this. The largest and fastest growing coding franchise for kids. Okay, not necessarily adults, but for kids. But you'd be surprised how some of this is going to by osmosis. You know, I'm sure. Touch parents across the country as well. So he brings a lot to the table, a lot of insight. You also address, you know, the universal programming principles, which you say something like that to adults, and boy, their eyes gloss over, and they go, oh, you know, I saw this real neat cat video. Let's talk about that.
Well, yeah, what's interesting there is, I don't know, you know, if you've ever learned one of the romantic languages like Spanish, then learning Italian is not that much more difficult because there's a lot of similarities there. So Similarly, in programming, there are universal principles that are similar to all programming languages. So, like I said, we talk about three different languages in the book, but there are these underlying principles like conditional statements, and if this happens, then that will happen. That is a type of logic that's used in all programming languages. So we cover that separately from languages, and then again, within the languages and how those look, using the specific words and formatting that are required for those languages.
Mm-hmm.
So it's nice to have that foundation and that's then transferable to whatever language you end up using, it either professionally or just for fun, because different languages are used for different types of projects.
You see, this goes back to my theory that we get thrown into the deep end of the pool. We miss out on those lessons mm-hmm. in the shallow end that we should have learned, right? And this is part of that shallow end learning that is so valuable yep. down the road, or at least makes sense, besides us just getting in the car, turning the key, and going forward. How about software engineering? Let's address that.
Yeah, so this is a fun chapter that talks about the actual process of developing software and what that looks like, and a little bit of the history of where it all came from. But when you use software engineering principles, then you'll be able to make a program that's more likely bug-free and works for the user with their needs in mind. You know, there's a whole nother system here that we need to think about instead of just saying, well, I have an idea for a program. I'm just going to go do it and then release it. You know, I'm sure we've all used programs that are full of bugs. They probably did not follow a great software developing or software engineering process.
Mm-hmm.
And
exactly.
So this is what that process actually looks like.
Exactly. In data and analysis, that chapter is going to help people realize this new economy of data that we're living in right now,
yeah.
right? No.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, everything that you do is tracked and that data is collected. And in these chapters, we talk about how data is collected. There's some exercises for collecting data. But then most importantly, not just collecting data, but then using the data. How do we write algorithms to be able to turn that raw data into useful information and be able to make decisions based on the data that we collect?
You see, kids, this is going to be so much fun because at dinner, when, you know, things, you know, start getting a little dull and everything, you just throw out the word algorithms right in the middle of dessert and just see how much attention you get then.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's really fun because when you say something like that, it makes you sound smart. But really, an algorithm is just a list of steps to complete a task. Like, these are easy concepts once you get down to the ABCs, the basic ideas of them. But it makes you sound really smart. So that's a lot of fun.
Yeah, you'll be the next Sheldon, you know, the little Sheldon. That's what you'll
yeah.
do. You'll just be so, so
yeah,
super intelligent. Computational thinking. You know, again,
yeah.
we've got to kind of rewire and make a little bit of adjustment and think in accordance with the language. Like you said, if it's a romantic language or whatever it is that you're considering, then you need to kind of, you know, make some adjustment here just a little bit, right?
Yeah, and this is so interesting. The computational thinking, there's been a lot of, you know, computer science education is still relatively new compared to how long we've been teaching math for, right? Like thousands of years. But for computer science education, right now there's this thought that learning computational thinking or the process of breaking down a problem and then writing or building a computing system around the solution for that problem.
Mm-hmm.
So, for example, Facebook is the solution of how do we connect people and that are thousands of miles apart, right? So they used computational thinking in order to build up that product. And this is just the problem-solving process. And a lot of people are arguing that this process is transferable just to regular life and any problem that you have. And it doesn't need to be strictly about computer science and building some big product.
Well, Grant Smith, this has been awesome. I have to reluctantly let you go because I know we're out of time. This is really great stuff, ladies and gentlemen. You got to get your hands on this book. I'm going to tell you, it's going to be for yourself as well as your middle-aged student. They're going to have a lot of fun with this. This could be their future. Who's to say? From the editors of BrainQuest and Grant Smith, this is the next installment of everything you need to ace computer science and coding in one big fat notebook. Grant, where can they go for more information?
Yeah, you can go buy the book online at Amazon and Barnes & Noble, and then once your bookstore's open, you can go to those as well to buy it. If you want to connect with me on Twitter, you can find me at W. Grant Smith.
And we're going to link it on our website at BillMartinezLive.com. Grant, thank you so much for the time. You take care. Have a great day.
Thank you, Bill. Bye.
to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.